Currently, the sites are home to approximately 218,000 internally displaced in South Sudan. And we have five sites across the country, with Bentiu being the largest in terms of numbers, with over 114,000 IDPs seeking refuge in this site. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, here in Juba, we currently have over 38,000 IDPs in POC 1 and 3. In regards to the management of the sites, well, over the period of the establishment of these protection sites, UNMISS has engaged regularly and transparently in search and seizure operations. And these are essentially carried out to maintain the arms-free civilian nature of these sites. And we do this by engaging in activities such as weapon search and seizure operations, and also screening those who enter the sites. So the search operations are one of the strategies to rid the protection sites of weapons and other contraband that may pose a threat to the security and stability of the sites.
Right. And what activities is UNMISS up to this week that you want to highlight?
Well, this week in Rumbek, UNMISS, in collaboration with Vistas, an international organization, has commenced a three-day cattle migration conference for the Western and Eastern Lakes, Gok, Amadi, Awil, and Terekeka. So the Rumbek conference is really a follow-up to a previous conference that was held at the end of May in Mavolo. And this is an area that is traditionally a meeting point for out-of-state pastoralists during the dry season. Mm-hmm. So for the Mavolo conference, UNMISS assisted the state governors to formulate the agenda and acted as a secretariat to record key decisions made during the proceedings. In addition to this, the mission provided several special flights in order to help mobilize participants for the conference. So the current conference in Rumbek, the migration conference taking place, will look to see how to finalize the agreements reached during the May event, as well as agreeing on a strategy to implement the resolutions. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more to report on the outcome of that next week.
Right. And what are some of the work that UNMISS is doing to help communities return home?
Well, UNMISS has been doing a lot of important work in the regions to help build peace and encourage people to return to their homes. So here in Juba, in Manuki, the mission recently funded the construction of a solar-powered water system, which is not only providing desperately needed clean and safe water, but is also bringing the local community and internally displaced people together in that area. And this project supplies water to about 8,000 IDPs who are sheltering at Mangaten, and also to 200 households from the host community. The water facility has a rather large storage capacity of 10,000 litres, which is enough to provide water to even some of the adjacent neighbourhoods. Mm-hmm. And then in Yambio, the mission is working with local authorities and advocating for development partners to provide economic opportunities. And it's recently provided a new water supply and also constructed some office space for local businesses. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Rumbek, recently we constructed and handed over another water system to the community and local authorities in Back County, which is in East Awil. Mm-hmm. And then finally in Malut, in northern Upper Nile, the local population have limited or poor water supply there. And in the area of High Matar, the communities there are dependent on a single water point, which desperately needed some repairs. So the water point is a rather old structure and became unusable due to the fact that it had been neglected. So it just ended up leaking water. So this in turn not only made the area around the water point a health hazard, as it accumulated water, but it also made it quite difficult and inaccessible for the communities to get water from the point. So our forces from the base in Malut carried out works to completely renovate the existing water point and covered it by even covered it so that it was protected, and even went as far as installing a pathway so people can easily access even in the rainy season.